In 1850, the Anthony Wayne, a steamer, sank after an explosion, killing all of its passengers. The ship sank about 7 miles northwest of Vermilion, west of Cleveland. The ship was discovered, but kept secret by divers who believed there was gold on board. It was publicly discovered by the Cleveland Underwater Explorers just 10 years ago. Chris Gilchrist is executive director of the National Museum of the Great Lakes. He says the historic place label is a reminder of Ohio's place in the country's maritime history.
The Great Lakes were the superhighway of the 19th century for moving people and product across the United States. And so this boat was part of that culture, part of that business model.
The Department of the Interior now has 90 days to agree or disagree with the distinction before it can be added to the National Register. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.